May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So when I was a little kid, and we were coming home from summer vacation in England, the scariest part of the whole journey for me was not the airplane or the customs agents or the sound of the landing gear coming down. It was the 10-minute taxi ride between the Logan Express stop in Framingham and our house in Wayland. Every year, I'd spend the entire drive terrified that someone had broken into our house. We'd left it alone for so long, it wasn't that hard of a house to break into. Surely someone had noticed the grass growing in the yard, seen the car sitting in the driveway, missed the hustle and bustle of two kids playing on the swing set, and broken in. It would all come crashing down on me. We'd left the house alone. My sister's Annie doll and my favorite blanket and my dad's Laserdisc collection and the books, all of the books, we'd left them on their own. We'd forgotten to pay attention. We'd been climbing mountains and making fun of sheep and eating British candy and buying more books and not spared a thought for our house, for all of the things inside it that told us who we were, that comforted us when things were hard, that made us feel safe and seen and loved. I'd wait with bated breath as we made the journey along Old Connecticut Path, sitting in the middle seat, peering over the windshield to catch every milestone between us and our abdicated, but turns out vital, responsibility to steward our things. The bridge over the Mass Pike, crossing into Wayland, the last intersection before our neighborhood, the last turn before our street, our house at last. Standing, safe, home. We turn into the driveway to find all as we had left it, except for the grass, grown long in the days of summer. My mom would unlock the door and I would race inside, checking each room as I went. Kitchen, safe. Living room, safe. Laser discs, safe. Up the stairs, bedroom, safe. Annie doll, safe. My favorite blanket, safe. Everything, safe. I'd exhale and relax. Our reckless and irresponsible vacation hadn't cost us everything after all. The Son of Man comes like a thief in the night, breaking into your house at an hour you do not expect. Who would have the day of the Lord? As a child, I would never. The prophet Amos describes the day of the Lord like this. It is as if someone fled from a lion and was met by a bear, or went into a house and rested a hand against the wall and was bitten by a snake. You get home from vacation only to find the house is full of snakes and someone has taken the laser discs? Unfathomable. Now, for those of you who don't know, a laser disc is like a record-sized DVD. A DVD is like a 5-inch silver Frisbee that acts like Netflix, but only for one movie at a time. And a CD and a record is like a 12-inch vinyl Frisbee that works like a Spotify playlist that you can't shuffle. All the generations regathered? Great, let's go. Who would have the day of the Lord? The Son of Man comes like someone breaking into your house in the night to steal, or like your boss showing up when they're supposed to be on vacation, and you've spent the week sneaking out early for cocktails and giving your files to your colleagues. And then the consequences for that aren't so much an awkward conversation or a letter in your file, but being cut into pieces and put with the hypocrites for weeping and gnashing of teeth. I don't know that I've ever seen a tooth gnash, but it doesn't sound very comfortable. It doesn't sound like something I would want, because I'm too much myself to hand off my files, but I do know a trick or two about bosses on vacation cocktails, and they're great. They give you a sense that you're getting one back on the man, taking one for you, in an extractive system that does not care for your thriving. It's just peon justice, looking out for you in a world that does not care. Unfortunately, the day of the Lord, that doesn't sound like how it's going to work. No. Overall, the day of the Lord sounds like it's going to be hard for people like me, for people for whom the systems we have on earth mostly break my way, where mostly it works out. Mostly we're in the global 1%. Mostly we're in the haves and not the have-nots. And mostly, when I think about a thief coming in the night or unexpected authority showing up, I flinch. Because who wants that? Who wants all the things we've worked so hard for to go away? Who would have the homes and degrees and investments and reputations and awards gone? Who wants all the things that tell us who we are gone? Who would have the things that comfort us when life is hard, that make us feel safe and seen and loved, taken? Who would long to have the truth told and their possessions stripped away? Jesus says we should. I don't know that I agree. I like my things, and I like my awards, and I like pretty much everything about the way I live my life. Except for the big systems that try to tell me who I am. The big systems that make me feel like I need to take one for me, to get one back at the man. The big systems that whisper that my value is in what I do and not who I am. The big systems that say there's not enough for me and for someone else, so I'd better get mine. The big systems that, it turns out, are the systems that have given me all of the things and the awards and told me what to think about them and what to think about me. Oh, no. What if the day of the Lord is less like a little kid fearing for her dad's Laserdisc collection and more like accurate sight of this whole thing? This whole thing being the cosmos that God so loved. This whole thing being a world formed in and for love, where systems don't sell you things and lies, but whisper the truth of your belovedness in a still, small voice. What if the day of the Lord is a great revealing of lies and inbreaking of truths? What if the day of the Lord is seeing your house so full of things that tell you who you are, and seeing that it was snakes all along? Realizing in the race to the top of the hierarchy that you are being chased by a lion and met by a bear. That almost everywhere you turn is a lie longing to tell you that who you are is bound up with what you do and what you have and what you own that someone else doesn't. What if the day of the Lord is less about things and more about truth? Big truth, Sophia wisdom truth, truth that animates the universe. Truth that says it's less about your favorite blanket and more about your grandmother's love as she crocheted each stitch. Truth that says it's less about your sister's Annie doll and more about the love of my mom, sewing it for my sister. Truth that says it's less about laser discs and more about the beauty of Maria Callas's voice, the gift of art and beauty brought to life. What if the day of the Lord is the day we see the lies we're told for what they are? A corporation's best bet on what will make you buy their face cream. A tech oligarch's algorithm plunging you into believing you have to meme your way to value. A system of hierarchies and lies that says that people like me should mostly have things break their way. What if it's a great revealing a great moment of seeing how things really are, how the cosmos is really meant to be, really is, behind the lies and the piles of things. What if the day of the Lord is like this? Sight of a good world, good and very good. Humans knowing and treasuring theirs and others' inherent worth. Forming interdependent communities, caring for creation and our fellow created beings. Seeing things as what they are, a marker of a thing and not the thing itself, and seeing us as we are. Each made beloved in the image of God. If that's the day of the Lord, and that's a day I had longed for with my whole life.